Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Thunderbirds are go.
Gerry Anderson's famous puppet series Thunderbirds was an early adopter of TV tie-in toys, since it was first broadcast in the 1960s, and it's been on here in Australia almost continuously since then. The series generated more than 3,000 tie-in products. Within the first year, those products generated the equivalent of nearly $250 million in today's money. Since then, collectible toys have become very valuable, and one of the biggest toy collectors' fairs takes place in Birmingham in the UK. Dave Hynett is a toy collector and dealer.
You'll see a toy that you had when you were three or four, and it just, the memories just hit you. I remember being in the house with my brother, and we had these cars, and we ran them in the garden and covered them in mud or whatever, or we had the Millennium Falcon, we threw it down the stairs or whatever. I think it is. It's that trigger to your childhood, and I think that's the biggest power of old toys.
One franchise that continues to fetch big money is Star Wars, particularly original action figures from the 1980s. Some figures, still in their original packaging, are being sold for up to $1,100 at the fair. Mr. Hynett says on a good day, he can make big money. His record in a day is nearly $10,000.
I'd be lying if we all said we do it for the fun. We do it for the money at the end of the day. However, 50% of it, and probably 75%, is the social aspect. Because you get to know people. People come back and buy more stuff. And you just get to know these guys. And then for me, I'll chase stuff. So if somebody wants a certain thing, oh yeah, I'll look for you. And it's about the social thing.
Another popular toy is Action Man, a copy of the American G.I. Joe toy. It was marketed by the makers Palatoy in the UK and Australia, and then licensed to other countries to local manufacturers. Since its launch in 1966, Action Man, in his various guises and outfits, has enthralled generations of children.
Action Man
and his transport command. Tough, realistic models specially designed for Action Man. They're all action. Just look for the Action Man.
Chris Melbourne is an Action Man specialist dealer. He's even helped London's prestigious Victoria and Albert Museum sort its Action Man collection.
Action Man's been very kind to me financially because I originally started to collect it when it wasn't worth anything at all. And it was always something that was kept underneath the table on most fairs, whereas recently I think it's gone quite dramatically upwards.
For 46 years he's been buying and selling Action Man. He once paid £2,000 for the Flying Space Adventurer and then sold it for £5,000 6 months later. The idea of finding a hidden gem is the main reason that many collectors visit fairs. Most of these toys can be found on online auction sites, but it's a congested market and it's much harder to find a bargain when you're bidding against the rest of the world. Barry Potter is the organiser of toy collector fairs in Britain, and he believes there'll always be a place for shows like his.
I think the real thrill is if you're looking round a fair, not quite knowing what you might come across. And I think that's you never lose that, because you think, well, just around the next corner might be that toy or that train that I've been looking for ages right there.
Maybe it's time to rummage through that old toy box in the attic to see if there's hidden plastic treasure. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.